Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet. Plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By todaysracingdigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragusan Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll bring in my co-host John Lindo in just 1 second. Good racing from around the country today. Of course, Santa Anita back up and running. We got through the weather. Gorgeous, absolutely beautiful day out here today near Santa Anita. 10 race card starts at 12 noon. Two stakes races for three-year-olds. We've got coverage today from Gulfstream Park. They've got a couple Florida bred stakes races to conclude their card, as well as Aqueduct. I'll bring in John Lindo. And John, now we are back on schedule. Four-day race week this week at Santa Anita. And big week next week with five. Good morning, John.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. It's great to be back. After all that rain we had through the holidays, some sunshine and back on the turf yesterday in the process of a four-day week this week. And like you said, Bob, we have a makeup day next Thursday, the 15th. So we'll race Thursday through the holiday, Monday, the 19th. So 5 days next week. The weather looks good. So we're catching up and getting all these horses backed up back on the in the races, and the turf course and the main track looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, really good, John. In full fields today for the most part. Turf races today with just overflow fields. So that's always great when we're able to run on the turf. John, the Coast to Coast also, let's mention today, and there's a Coast to Coast wager every day that Santa Anita and Gulfstream run. It used to be weekends only, but for today there are two races from Gulfstream, three from Santa Anita. The first leg of that is the eighth race at Gulfstream Park, kicking off at 12:50 Pacific time. And John, that's a challenging sequence as well, and I know you covered it on your sheet today.
Yeah, well, the thing I like about it most, Santa Anita and Gulfstream are working to keep the overlap to a minimum with that Sunset Six. So there's only one overlapping race. That's the 11th race today at Gulfstream Park. So when you do that, the pool will tend to be higher, and that's what I'm looking for. So because they've made the adjustments, I'm back in action in the Coast to Coast. It's a fun wager, and, you know, you've got some races in there. Like you say, they're challenging, and it's not going to take a whole lot to, with a dollar minimum and a retail wager only, to come up with a nice payoff.
And, John, I should mention Oaklawn Park is on break right now till the end of the month. That was scheduled. They take about 3 weeks in January, and then they get going full swing again towards the end of the month. So nothing from Oaklawn Park today, but plenty of good racing from around the country. John, let's start off with a word about the Eclipse Awards, and the finalists were announced earlier in the week. Any surprises to you?
Well, yeah, a couple, but first of all, let's talk about the feature divisions, the three-year-old male divisions. No surprises there. The three finalists are Sovereignty, the Derby, and the Belmont winner. You have Journalism, who won the Preakness, and Baeza, who won the Pennsylvania Derby. They were the top three-year-olds all year, and they deservedly are the finalists for the three-year-old male. Some surprises in the older male. The finalists are Forever Young, who won the Breeders' Cup Classic, Nisos, who won the Breeders' Cup Mile, and Sierra Leone, who had one grade one win all year. That was the Whitney. That was his only win of the year. Kind of surprised that the two Todd Pletcher horses, Mindframe, who won two grade ones, including that Churchill Downs, the 7 furlong Churchill Downs Stakes, that was probably the best race of the year. And Fierceness, who went coast to coast to win races across the country, both of those horses trained by Todd Pletcher, neither one made the finals there. And as far as the individuals go, when you look at the trainers, the three finalists are Bill Mott, who did a terrific job of managing Sovereignty all year. Brad Cox won the most money, and Chad Brown. But, you know, one name that's kind of missing when you look at the body of work, that's got to be Bob Baffert. He had 35 graded stakes winners during the year. He had 10 individual grade one winners that he saddled during the year. He won two Breeders' Cup races, and he has four horses that are Eclipse Award finalists. That's a pretty good resume of work. I'm a little surprised that Bob Baffert did not make the final list there. And I'm looking forward to, in the jockeys, to see who wins that award. You had Arad Ortiz and Flavien Prat both earning over $40 million. Flavien had the most grade one wins, the most money by a very narrow margin was Arad Ortiz. That's going to be very close. But in general, you know, I think most of the finalists are correct. But just those two, the older male division and the trainer division, kind of jumped out at me.
Yeah, John, I had Fierceness in my top three for older male. Another name I'll throw out in the training ranks, I mean, Todd Pletcher had a pretty darn good year too, especially the second half of the year. And for all that Brad Cox accomplished with the numbers and the money and all, I don't think he had a great year by his standards. He was not represented very well at the Breeders' Cup at the end of the year. I mean, people are going to look and they're going to see all that money, of course. But I think by Brad Cox's standard, he was not a top three trainer this year.
I agree. I don't think he had a runner in the Breeders' Cup in any of the dirt races, if I remember right. And I think those numbers, the purse innings, are just more a result of where he races and the purses that are involved, as opposed to just, you know, winning everything in sight. He had a good year, obviously, but I don't think he had a great year. And I was a little surprised that he made the list.
Let's talk about another Eclipse Award, and it's a guy we know pretty well. His name's Jay Pribman. He used to host this show, and Jay has been awarded the Eclipse Award for his obituary slash feature on Wayne Lucas after Wayne passed earlier in the year. And you know, this remember they used to run that rocking chair derby race down at Del Mar, John, with
sure
the
do,
retired jockeys? Yeah, this was kind of like Pribman winning the rocking chair because he's officially retired, but DRF had him come back and do this one story on Wayne Lucas. It was tremendous, and it was an award winner. So congratulations to Jay Pribman.
Well, Jay retired in 2022 from Daily Racing Form, but since then, you know, he's written a children's book to raise money for retired horses through Karma. He steps up and writes a nice feature about the life and times of trainer D. Wayne Lucas. And, you know, toward the end of his career, he was commonly called coach and had this kind of, you know, warm, fuzzy feel, but it wasn't always that way for those of us growing up through the industry. And Jay kind of, you know, laid things out as how the career of D. Wayne Lucas went. It was very accurate, and it was terrific. So he picks up an Eclipse Award from the retirement chair. Not a bad thing. I mean, it just tells you, too, how much of an impact Jay has had on the industry. He continues to do things that make a positive impact for the business of horse racing.
And Jay had already picked up an Eclipse for career excellence a couple years ago. So this one will go on the mantle as well. Very happy to see it. Hey, John, on the racing front, we had some three-year-olds in action last weekend. We talked about it on the show. And who was the most impressive to you? And I have a feeling you're going to point to South Florida and the winner of the Mucho Macho Man.
Yeah, even though the Mucho Macho Man was a one-turn mile, of the three-year-olds we saw in the Smarty Jones, that was kind of a race with no pace. It was kind of a false race, and I didn't learn a thing out of that race, and I didn't think the race up in New York was all that great either. But the winner of the Mucho Macho Man, Commandment, this is a horse trained by Brad Cox for Wathen Racing. He sat off the pace and, you know, didn't get rank. And I just liked the way he looped the field, went about his business, and ran away down the lane. He looks like a horse that wants two turns. And I don't think they've gotten even close to the bottom of him yet. He's very lightly raced, and he's improving at the right time. This is a horse we need to follow as he stretches out, maybe in the Holy Bull at a mile and a 16th. But I think he'll love two turns. So of those horses from last week, and we'll kind of keep an eye on these three-year-olds as they all go through their different preps. Keep Commandment on your list of horses to watch.
Yeah, he looked really good. I agree, John. Hey, give us an update on a good friend of yours, retired trainer Bill Spahr. I know he has had some health issues and was in the hospital. So give us an update on Bill, one of the really top trainers we saw on this circuit for decades.
Yeah, Bill's a good friend of mine. And a couple of years ago, he had a bout with sepsis, which put him in the hospital for a couple of months. He missed the entire summer meet at Del Mar a couple of years ago. Well, the sepsis came back late of 2025 and got so bad where his doctors and a guy he trusts quite a bit recommended that they amputate one of the legs. It was the kind of thing that could kill him if he didn't otherwise. Bill's 86 years old, and so he had part of the leg below the knee, the right knee, removed. He's in the hospital there in Arcadia, USA, right next to Santa Anita. He's already started rehab. His attitude's great. He's a hardworking guy, and he's a tough son of a gun. And he'll be back. And, I just want to wish my best to Bill, and we're all thinking of him. And it was nice that Zoe Cadman recognized him on the satellite feed from Santa Anita the other day. She's been by to visit. I know Mike Smith has been by. Lafitte's been in contact. So Bill's realizing he's got a lot of friends out there, and we wish him a speedy recovery.
Good. Thank you for that update, John. Hey, let's get into a little bit of the handicapping, the racing part of it now. You put out your Lindo report today, which covered Santa Anita and also that Coast to Coast, which I mentioned. The Lindo report available at todaysracingdigest.com and then for free every racing day up at the South Point. So let's get the South Point number up there, out there for our good friend Steve Johnson, who runs the race book. And then we'll get a Santa Anita play from you, John.
Number to call is South Point, 866-780-7223. Football playoffs are underway. You're going to have the finals of the college football a week from this Monday. So a lot going on out there. Give Steve Johnson a call. Find out how you can get your horse player rate from Thoroughbred LA. As far as the radio play, Bob, I'm going to go down to the 10th and final today at Santa Anita. A horse taking advantage of those new Calbred conditions we've been talking about on the air. Number 4, Cali Cat, beat Calbred Allowance Foes sprinting on the turf back in February. Ran second in the Snow Chief going a mile and eighth, so we know he can route. He's in a mile race today, and he can come back in that Calbred condition now on the same surface going a different distance. So I think he's really well spotted, gets Lasix back, dropping out of a stakes race. Hector Berrios aboard. 7-2 on the morning line. Number 4, Cali Cat, taking advantage of new conditions in the Calbred ranks, 10th race at Santa Anita. And Bob, your sheet is back at Santa Anita, so let's find out what you've got going and let's get a radio play from you.
Yeah, I played races 4, 8, and 10 as my best plays. Those are all turf races with very large fields. I put $144 into a difficult late pick 5. That's on races 6 through 10. Let's go to the first leg of that late pick 5, race number 6, where I'm going to try number 5, Pocket Venus, who's 9-2 on the morning line for trainer Mark Glatt. That barn has heated up quite a bit lately. Pocket Venus has never been on the turf, so that is the big question mark here. Really doesn't have a lot of turf pedigree, but she's the fastest horse in here. I thought last time ran very well from the rail. That was not an easy trip, was down tight inside, opened up, and then got run down late. I thought she ran the best race in defeat. She can fire fresh. So I think turf is the big question, but if I can get anywhere near 9-2, I'll take my chances on a horse that I think will make a clear lead. Race 6, it's number 5, Pocket Venus, under Abel Ascano, 9-2 on the morning line. That is my radio play of the day. Hey, John, before we go to break, let's just mention the huge day yesterday for trainer Doug O'Neill and the new kid on the block, Ismael Jaramillo. They teamed up to win 3, but Doug, he won 4 yesterday, the first 3 on the card and then the nightcap. So a great effort by the horses, the trainer, and the jockey yesterday in that barn.
Fantastic day yesterday for trainer Doug O'Neill. We had talked about the jockey-trainer combination. Tom Canoose, the agent now for Ismael Jaramillo. We know he's tied into the Doug O'Neill barn, and he got his new rider off and running with the 3 wins yesterday. That's going to be a really good jockey combination throughout the Santa Anita meet.
Let's take our first time out, John, and when we come back, we'll be joined by Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest and Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Fans, come join us this weekend as we continue to celebrate racing excellence at Santa Anita Park. Today, first post time is 12 noon. We have a tremendous wagering menu that includes the retail-only first coast-to-coast pick 5, a $5 late daily double, a $3 all-turf pick 3, and a $3 late pick 3 with a low 15% takeout. And don't forget the very popular $2 minimum traditional pick 6. My best bet today is number 4, Romantic Ride in race 4. Vlado claimed this one out of a race in Kentucky and now brings him to SoCal, where he is almost 30% first off the claim. Plus, that local workout was scintillatingly fast. All systems go. We have added a special day of racing next week, Thursday, January 15th. That means next week we will have 5 days straight of racing, as there will also be a holiday racing date on January 19th. That Monday, January 19th, is a $2 holiday with $2 beers, hot dogs, and sodas. It's all right here at the great race place, Santa Anita Park.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, you're listening to us on 8:30 a.m. KLAA. Hey, John, how about a word from our about our cowbred of the week? We don't have a horse today, but we've got a sale to talk about.
Well, we've got a sale and a horse to talk about. First of all, that CTBA winter mix sale is Tuesday, January the 20th. That's at 12 noon at Fairplex Park. A good way to come up with a good cowbred to take advantage. We talked about the new cowbred allowance conditions in the first segment. You've got the additional owner's bonus of $12,500 now when you win a cowbred maiden race, a straight maiden race. And, you know, you've got all kinds of the purses now for the cowbreds are $70,000 in those maiden races. A lot going on there. We've got the Cal Cup a week from today, January 17th. So put that on your calendar. And as far as a horse, how about the cowbred being Express Kid, Bob? Went through a Fasig Tipton online flash sale, which closed late yesterday. Sales price for the Springboard Mile winner, $800,000. That's a home run for the cowbred Express Kid, and somebody's pretty happy.
Everybody wants a three-year-old at this time of the year, John, and they're willing to pay for it. John, just want to reiterate Santa Anita's schedule this week. First post, 12 noon. We will have racing, of course, today and tomorrow, and then back again starting next Thursday for a five-day race week. We've got the Coast to Coast, the Sunset Six. John, how about these low takeout all-turf, $3 all-turf pick threes? The late pick three, which you cold decked on the Lindo report on Thursday, you had those three winners on top. That returned $840 on that $3 investment, 15% takeout. The late doubles at $5, so the low takeouts there, John. Very attractive bets, and don't forget the Beat the Host contest today with Zoe Cadman is up on deck, so try to out-handicap her today as well. Let's go now to Bob Mazursky from todaysracingdigest.com. Good morning, Bob.
Guys, how are you?
Doing really well. We've got a couple stakes races today. Short fields, unfortunately, but we wanted you to take a look at the first one. That goes as race three, the Santa Ynez for three-year-old fillies. And Bob Baffert, as usual, well-represented with three of the entrants in here, Bob. But by the way I look at the race, he only needs one of them, and that's the 3-5 favorite Explora. You see it the same way or differently?
Yeah, I think she's definitely the horse to beat. You know, this race was supposed to be run earlier in the meet, and it got rained out, so it's been redrawn, and she's drawn outside perfect in a five-horse field going 7-8. So, yeah, she's the one to beat. Ran very well in the Breeders' Cup juvenile finish. Phillies finishing second behind Super Corriadora. I think the main danger to her might be Rivera because she showed she could sit. And when she won the Desi Arnaz at this distance at Del Mar, she was drawn on the rail when they drew this race the first time. Now she's got post four, so she's out in the clear like she was the day she won. So I think that would be the main logical upsetter to me if Explorer was to lose today.
Well, John Lindo, I know you wanted to talk a little football with Bob also before you get his radio pick. So jump on in, John Lindo.
Well, Bob Mazursky, you've been a long, long time Green Bay Packer fan. You've got round three today, Green Bay against Chicago in Chicago. You guys going to beat the Bears? You know, the Bears are a lot better than I thought they were.
No, they are. They're definitely good enough, and you know, it should be a great game. The Packers blew the game the last time they played them. They should have won that game. They made several horrible errors in the last 5 minutes of that game to lose, so we'll see what happens tonight. I think the Packers will move the ball against them. It'll just be a question if we can stop them. So the weather's supposed to be lousy. It might be snowing, 30-degree wind, temperature about 30, so it's made the best team win, and I hope it's the ones in green and gold.
well, best of luck to you there, Bob. We're going to be fast and firm at Santa Anita. We won't have to worry about the weather today. So how about a radio play today at Santa Anita?
I'm going to go to the fourth race. I like number four, Romantic Ride. First off, the claim for Vladimir Serin. The horse was claimed out of an open maiden 30 at Churchill. I thought it ran pretty well to finish second. He's protected today, going to the grass first for David and Holly Wilson. Juan Hernandez gets the call, and I think facing Calbretts for the first time, he should be very tough, and I see no reason to believe he won't like the grass. So number four in race four, Romantic Ride, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And Bob's selections available at todaysracingdigest.com. His graded handicap available in the Southern California newspaper group papers. Bob, good luck today. Good luck to the pack, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
That was Bob Mazursky. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein from Bet on Bruce. Okay, we're going to wait on Bruce for a second, John. And while we do that, how about a bit of new news that came out? John Sakura, longtime owner of Hillendale in Lexington, Kentucky, he's going to join the TOC in a spot vacated by Nick Alexander. And I think this is a good move because even though John is a Kentucky breeder, he is a very strong advocate for California racing.
I think this is a huge plus for California racing. Like you say, John Sakura and his family, they founded Hillendale Farms. They were originally in Canada. They're now in central Kentucky. They stand the leading sire, Curlin, and he is a huge supporter of racing in California. He understands the challenges we have as far as purse structures and field sizes. He supports the game on a regular basis out here, running a lot of horses. So to have him as part of the TOC with a voice that is not just California but nationwide, I think that's a really good, positive thing for the thoroughbred owners of California.
We've got Bruce now, so we'll bring him in. Good morning, Bruce Finkelstein.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
We're doing great. Looking forward to good racing all the way through this weekend and next. The weather is beautiful, so we got that out of the way, hopefully. And first of all, we wanted you to look at our other stakes race today. And again, it's a short field. It's the fifth race, the San Vicente. And it's only a field of five, and you've got that guy Bob Baffert to deal with once again. He's got Butane and Greenwich Village in here. How'd you see the fifth at Santa Anita, San Vicente?
You know, I think in the case of Butane, this is a horse I'm going to try to beat because he's a two-year-old. It was very impressive, breaking maiden, but he's been away more than 4 months. And for a two-year-old, lots happens in that four-month period. Now, maybe he's grown up and gotten better after Ted Knoppe beat him at Saratoga, but I think he's at a disadvantage here. I'd rather go for the two-horse So Happy, who broke maiden at a big price, first time out for Mark Glatt. Very wide throughout. He had the closing style. He could obviously get the 7/8. The race has come back with two next-out winners. The fourth and seventh-place horses have come back, and I think that maybe with a little bit of pace in here, I think he gets the trip. So I thought the two So Happy was the horse to beat. You may want to take a look at the other Baffert horse a little bit, Greenwich Village. I thought his race wasn't bad at Los Altos. He didn't break that great. He rushed up. He hung around. I think he could be the unsung Baffert runner in here of the two. So So Happy, the two, the one Greenwich Village. Butane, sure, he can win. But I think, considering the circumstances, I think he'll be too short a price to bet.
John, let's find out what's available today with Bruce and then get his first radio play, and I'll come back and get his second play.
Well, Bruce, I know you do a little work. Not only you do the full card at Santa Anita, but you do some work around the country with Oaklawn off until the end of the month. Let's get an update on what's available then, Bet on Bruce, and I'm going to ask you for your first play, which is usually out of state.
Yeah, today and tomorrow we'll be doing Santa Anita's full card with the late races from Gulfstream. Solid late sequence today at Gulfstream Park. So why don't we take a look, guys, at the ninth race. I love these turf sprints, right? This is an allowance race going 5/8 at Gulfstream. And first off, there is a lot of speed in here. You have the three Trumpets, the 9 Vindicate Cha-Cha, and the 9 On the Payroll, all very quick. I think they're going to set it up nicely for a horse that can finish. And I like the horse shipping in from Canada, the 5 Breezero, who really perked up since Marty Drexler claimed this one back in the fall. Not only did she win her last race, I thought she had a little bit of trouble. She was in tight down the backstretch. It was what I call the non-setup. It wasn't like there was a meltdown on the lead. She wheeled to the outside when she was stuck inside down the backstretch, and she really unfurled a big kick to win going away. She does. Drexler does great work with Gaff Leone to get together here. I think she's well spotted. Race 9, let's go with the 5 Breezero, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
And then, Bruce, let's come back for your Santa Anita play.
Let's go to the 8th race at Santa Anita. And I know the October 19 race won by Castle Leoke was kind of a blanket finish, and a lot, and I'm included in that. You don't always like to see those races, call it the Marlboro ad race, where they're all the horses together at the wire. It's not always a good sign. However, I think in the case of Castle Leoke, he was a mile the best. He was second off a 9-month layoff. He was sitting right off the leaders on the inside, and he got lost on the turn. He got into some major traffic trouble. He fell back about four or five positions, somehow got to the stayed on the rail to the top of the lane. He rallied furiously to win the race by a half. I thought he was much the best in that race. Had he not got stopped on the turn, I think he would have won by open lengths. He comes right back at the same level, same distance at Santa Anita. I think there will be a lively enough pace to set it up for him. Third off a long layoff is a good angle. I'm going to go right back to the 3, Castle Leoke in race 8, listed at 6-1 on the morning line.
And, Bruce, tell us one more time, what's available today at betonbruce.com?
Full card at Santa Anita with audio, late races from Gulfstream Park, that's the combo platter, or the 4 best plays of the day with audio at Santa Anita.
Thank you. Good luck today, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Take care, guys.
That was Bruce Finkelstein. Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets will check in with Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a lot of work on Express Bet. That is the next segment. You're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of 2026. The James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap, Rocking With Energy, won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Other top contenders include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, the impressive stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and the multiple stakes winner AJ Born Running. Plus, night racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four, and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool has often reached over $100,000. And racing fans were open daily for the best of simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Our new racing season is here with the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and John, how about a word about our friends up at Legacy Ranch? Pete and Ev Perella, Terry Knight up there, they do such a great job.
We are on the verge of breeding season, so now is the time to line up your mares to the stallions at Legacy Ranch, including Ohm, Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and Tamarando. The number to call, contact trainer Terry Knight, 510-928-4980. He'll get you the information, the stallion contracts, and get all set to go. Looking forward to seeing the first crop of Forbidden Kingdom hit the ground here very, very shortly.
John, we want to get people signed up for the NHC Tour at NTRA.com and get them qualified for that 2026 National Handicapping Contest up in Las Vegas. So tell us how to do that and what kind of qualifiers are available today.
Well, to qualify for the National Horse Players Championship, you have to be an NTRA member, an NHC Tour member. So you go to NTRA.com and sign up for that. It's a very nominal fee to be a member. And then today there is an online tournament at horseplayers.com, $165. You win that, you are in the NAC, which will be in Las Vegas in March.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How are you guys doing?
Doing really well. What are the conditions today at Aqueduct?
Well, it's in the 40s. It's cloudy. The track is fast. No rain or snow in sight, so that's good. The only problem is the card is horrible. They got two four-horse fields and a three-horse field, so not very enticing, to be honest with you.
That doesn't sound good. No stakes race either, John. I wanted to talk. The news came out about the passing of trainer Leo O'Brien, 85 years old. I wanted to just get a couple thoughts from you. And he had come over as a steeplechase rider and then trainer, but ended up being a thoroughbred trainer and trained, I know, one of the most popular horses at Saratoga, a horse named Four Star Dave, who I'm sure you saw a number of times. And then he pulled off a great feat training a horse named Four Star's All-Star to win the 2,000 guineas in Ireland back in 1991 under Mike Smith. And that was really unheard of, to ship a horse from the United States over to Europe and win a race like that at that time. So your thoughts on trainer Leo O'Brien?
Well, he'll always be remembered for Four Star Dave, because he won like five straight years here at Saratoga, so it was a big deal. He was a really a well-liked guy, You know, no one had a bad word to say about the guy. His daughter is actually married to Johnny V, so he's Johnny V's father-in-law. So it stayed all in racing, and he will be missed. And he retired a few years back, but again, he was always around the track, always willing to help people, and just a nice man.
John Lindo, why don't you get the first play from John Hardoon, courtesy of the Rags and Sheets?
Well, John, with Oakland Park dark until the end of the month, let's get the menu of what you have available at johnhardoon.com, and then let's get your first radio play, which, again, is usually out of the state.
Yeah, well, we have four tracks up. We have Gulfstream, we have Aqueduct. We added Fairgrounds while Oakland is dark, and, of course, Santa Anita Selection. So the first of our two radio plays is going to come at Gulfstream, and we're going to look at race number 11. This is one of the two stakes they have on the card. It's a mile on the turf, and it's for fillies and mares. And I like the number 8 horse in here, Super Willowa. This is a 4-year-old filly for the Mike Trombetta barn. She's improving with each and every start. She's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 8, Super Willowa, to win today's 11th race out at Gulfstream Park.
And, John, let's get your second play, assuming you're going to come back out west to Santa Anita.
We are. We're going to look at the 7th race today, guys. It's a field of 8. There's a 6-5 morning line favorite in there, number 6, Handsome Ticket, who's a 7-year-old and only making his 7th lifetime start. Listen, this horse could certainly win. If you like betting 7-year-olds that have 6 lifetime starts going in, dropping in for 10, well, that's the horse for you. But that's not the horse for me. I like the number 8 horse in here, Noble Gary. 6-year-old from the Ruben Gomez barn. Draw a line through this horse's last race. He had trouble in it. It was at low sell. 15-1 on the morning line. This horse cuts back in distance today. I think this is a terrific play in here. I like number 8, Noble Gary, to upset and win today. 7th race out at Santa Anita.
Big price for John Hardoon in the 7th, Noble Gary. 15-1 on the morning line. And, John, give us the website and the coordinates, your pricing today, all through the Rags and Sheets.
Okay, just before I do that, I'd like to extend the congratulations to Jay Privman on winning that Eclipse Award. Certainly well-deserved and extremely happy for him. Okay, so I have 3 best plays is $10, full cards $25. Today we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, the Santa Anita and Fairgrounds.
Yeah, there you go. All right, John, get back at it. You've only got 4 tracks to do for tomorrow, so have fun and have a winning day today. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, gentlemen. How we doing? I'd like to echo the sentiments of John Hardoon and everyone else. Congrats to our old friend, Jay Privman, former host.
Yes, well-deserved, for sure. Shapper, so you are doing regular work now for Express Bet, filling in for the late, great Jeff Siegel, doing spot plays from Santa Anita. Tell us, when you go to the website at Express Bet, free to sign up, tell us where we can navigate and find your selections.
Well, for me, if I were you, I would just follow me on Twitter, but I'm just kidding. And then you can click through.
You can do that, too.
You can do that, too. I mean, that's not even promoting myself. It's just an easier click, I think. But you just go to the blog. I should probably know the site by heart. I'm not as good as my colleague Jeremy Plunk, I guess, who would.
Well, guys, I got it for you because I just went and did it. You go to ExpressBet, you click on news, and there's a list
news,
of different
yeah.
things that the handicappers have done, and you got Scott Shapiro's spot plays at Santa Anita right there.
There you go.
Exactly.
Couple clicks, very simple. And Shapper, give
That's
us your Twitter handle as well.
At ScottShap34. At ScottShap34. Poor job by me promotionally. I will be better moving forward if John Lindo has to dig up my work for me, but just didn't have I should know that by heart. I will learn, Jeff.
That's all right, Shapper. You got a lot going on, a lot on your plate, including giving us a winner like Pass the Hat last week, $10.40 in the finale at Gulfstream. So that more than covers a little bit of not knowing the website back and forth. But you're going to learn it, and John Lindo is going to jump in and get your winning radio play today.
If he's going to give us 4-1 winners, people want to know where to get it. So now that we know, let's find out. What do you got for a radio play today, Scott?
Yeah, I'm going to stick out west, and I think it's a race that wasn't covered unless you guys did it early. And it's the 6. It's an optional claimer going 6 furlongs on the turf. And normally I would not like a horse exiting a non-winner of 2 lifetime without winning in entering into this protected spot. But I like number 7, Lady Rider, in here. One, I just don't think this is all that good of a group. And two, I think there's a lack of early speed. Maybe Pocket Venus, the first-time turfer, is likely to be on the lead. Maybe she's dangerous. But I think Lady Rider, who ran into a real big class dropper for Bob Baffert, who wired out the field last time, and I thought ran pretty well to finish 2nd in the first start on the turf for Vladimir Serin. I think he's going to get the perfect stalking trip. So hopefully the class hike is not too much for number 7, Lady Rider, in race 6 at San Anita. We got 5-1 on the line and Juan Hernandez.
Shapper, I like it when we go head-to-head because I was in the 6th race. I've got the speed horse Pocket Venus. I certainly respect and fear your horse, Lady Rider, who I thought ran really well. That would definitely be an exacta contender for me and a horse I would include in my late pick 5. So loser leaves town. I've got Pocket Venus, and you've got Lady Rider. Oh, you already left town. That's right. I ran you out already. I forgot.
I lost one of those bets a long time ago and never went at you again, but I guess you forced me to here. I totally see it. I think if this horse takes to the turf and the 6 furlongs, she could easily wire out the field, kind of the same thinking as me with Lady Rider.
Well, we get value on both, so let's just nail down the exacta, Shapper.
All right, let me know when you can let me back into town.
All right, buddy. Have a good one. We'll talk next Saturday.
All right. Have a good one, guys. Good luck.
All right, stay tuned. Final segment's coming up. It'll be Toby Callett. He's down in South Florida. Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. That's the final segment. Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactas and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragusan sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragusan sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragusan, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And, John, if you can't make it out to the track for live racing today, and you should, it's beautiful weather, clear skies, and really good card today. If you can't, though, give us some simulcast options.
Well, if you're down in downtown San Diego, you've got the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. They open up at the top of the hour. OC Tavern is open and ready to go. That's at 2369 South El Camino Real. That's in San Clemente. The Derby Room, somebody over there had the single ticket winner in the pick six yesterday for $26,000. So find your best friend at the Derby Room today. And obviously Los Alamitos will be ready for simulcasting. And then that's all if you cannot be at the track at Santa Anita.
All right, John, thank you very much. Let's bring in Toby Callett. He's got his own simulcast facility. It's called Toby's Turf Club. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Doing really well. Give us the conditions today. Still remaining Chamber of Commerce, it looks like, down in Florida.
Indeed, indeed. But fasten your seatbelts. We might get a dose of the California. Well, it's not a direct rain from you guys, but looks like this coming week we might be a little shaky down here, but I'll keep you apprised. We look good for today, really good for today, and tomorrow looks just fine as well. I got the orders from headquarters to look at races 8 and 11 for the coast to coast, and I've got some strange ideas that might help to get the old IRS ticket ready for you in that coast to coast.
Well, we like strange ideas. Let's fire away, Toby.
Okay, race 8. At Gulfstream is these are maidens and they're going around two turns. It's a mile and a 16th on the dirt, the real dirt, and this is the first race of this kind at the meet. These are maybe some hopefuls for later in the year, who knows, but all the horses that have experience here, they don't really excite me. I'm looking at two angles in the eighth race. Number two, Lenny G, did not have a good trip in the debut at Churchill. Corey Lannery, who doesn't ride here anymore on a regular basis, he's come in to ride this horse. He rode the horse in the debut. Lasix on today. Very intrigued. And then, of course, the very well-bred number three, Thunderously, son of Gunrunner for Belmont. Those are the two that I'm looking at in the eighth race, the two, Lenny G, and the three, Thunderously. The radio play, of course, will be in race 11. And once again, see an angle here that really intrigues me. These are it's the Sunshine Filly in Merrick Turf, and they're Florida breds. Number two, Lose the Luna, went through the claim box back and forth five times this season, actually dating back to late last year or late in 2024. Martin Drexler shows up, sharp guy from Canada, Florida bred, hasn't been here. Her turf record to date is nothing to speak of, but I'm looking at that this was a claim with this race in mind, sharp guy, I'll look to get the money with the two, lose the Luna. The one, Lady Cha-Cha, the seven, Ashima, winner of this event last year, and the three, Miss Mary Nell, to round out the gimmicks. 2-1-7-3 could be all you and me, Bob, to get all the money today in race 11 at Gulfstream.
Well, with those wide open races, Toby, and the tough three from Santa Anita, this thing is going to pay something today. If you can string them together, look out. IRS, you are correct, Toby. Thank you for the comprehensive rundown, and we'll talk to you next week. Oh, by the way, you're Toby welcome. Also pushed past the hat in the 11th last week, as did Mr. Shapiro. So both of those guys were on that $10 winner. Let's make it 2 weeks in a row, Toby.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, that was Toby Kell. Let's bring in Michael Rona. He's the track announcer at Los Alamitos. And Michael, after canceling last weekend, your grade one races, the grade one James Dreyer Charger Bar got pushed to this weekend, rescheduled for tomorrow night, and another good race, the Dashingly. So we may have talked about him a little bit last weekend, but let's refresh on what's going to happen this weekend in those big races. Good morning, Michael. Do we have Michael? All right. He dropped real quick, John Lindo, so we're gonna get Michael back. But they were kind of under the same weather protocols as Santa Anita last weekend, were forced to cancel. So Michael had the weekend off, but we're going to get him back. And these races promise to be very good for tomorrow night.
Yeah, the James Dreyer Charger Bar is a terrific race. They've got big field sizes tomorrow night on that 10-race card. They've got a smaller card, no stakes races tonight at Los Alamitos, but back racing Saturday and Sunday as they usually are, just like Santa Anita, back on their regular schedule now.
We've got Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Bob. I was listening to the previous segment. I heard everything until you began crossing to me. So anyway, we're in business now.
All right, and I know we talked about these races last weekend. We've only got about 3 minutes, Michael, so just maybe a quick rundown, and then let's just dive in and get your stuff for tonight.
Sure, yeah, well, the two stakes races from last Sunday night have been tacked on to tomorrow night's program, making for a 10-race card with an average of 9 horses per race. So it's going to be a very strong value-filled Sunday program. The Dashingly Stakes will be the 9th, and the Grade 1 James Dreyer Charger Bar for the fillies and mares at 400 yards, race number 10, a 5 o'clock first post tomorrow. Tonight, we kick off at 5:35 with an 8-race program. And for the radio play, gentlemen, I'll go to the 7th, which is a 300-yard maiden for 3-year-old fillies. None of these fillies have shown any consistency breaking out of the gate. It's a little bit of a crapshoot in that sense. But there's a horse whose name resonates with me given the light racing schedule of late. Number 3, Upper Lazy River. That feels like me. Look, she was very good finishing third last time out after a terrible dispatch from the gate. A little erratic, little green early on. Finished strongly to get up the third with a good gallop out. It was her third straight forgive race. She's had plenty of excuses. She's got ability. And while she's a risk to get out of the gate tonight, so are all of her opponents. And at 6-1, I think that makes her very playable. So race 7, number 3, Upper Lazy River at 6-1.
And John Lindo, we got about a minute left with Michael. We know how valuable the information at losalamitos.com. And also, John, when they seed that Sunday night pick six pool when there's no carryover, that is very helpful for the players.
Oh, it's great. And the players have responded, right, Michael? You see that when they do seed that pick six pool, the players come in and they play that pick six.
Yes, and I think it's particularly worth noting coming into tomorrow night, given the field sizes and the overall structure of tomorrow night's program, could be well worth investing. In closing, gentlemen, please allow me to join the chorus of congratulations to Jay Privman on his Eclipse Award.
Well, Michael, you're off the lazy river. You got to get back to work tonight. Let's get you home in the seventh, up a lazy river. Thank you, as always, Michael. Have a great weekend. We'll check in with you next Saturday.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Same to you, Michael. And don't forget, noon post today out at Santa Anita. Good 10-race card, as well as tomorrow, racing 5 days next week. We haven't seen that in a while, so looking forward to it. Want to thank Christian and Trevor for doing a great job inside. Mike Willman, he'll be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Thank you to John Lindo for co-hosting. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830. Good luck. Cash some tickets. We'll talk to you again next Saturday.